Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics. Hot Topics.
It is Hawk Topics. It's a Monday. Steve Hawk is here. Hello, Brad.
Hawk Topics. Hi.
How are you, buddy?
Hi. I'm a little under it today. I don't know if it's allergies or what happened.
Ooh, yeah.
Maybe yelling at the TV over the weekend.
So you got that voice thing or something?
Yeah, it's just a little bit of a raspiness today.
Yeah, I've noticed it now that you've said it.
A little bit of a, you're not there, you're just kind of
changing raspy. The weather, maybe?
Maybe. I don't know. Mm. Can't figure it out.
How are we feeling?
Like
fine. You feel fine?
Yes, it's just another one of those unknowns. You know when you just don't feel it?
Somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
You do have a case of the Mondays.
Yeah. Case of the Mondays.
Yeah. No, I think that's fine. I mean, weather's changing, you know, it's a Monday. People kind of get into that, you know?
Yeah.
You're normal. Congrats.
Congratulations on being normal. You're not special. Shoot. Darn it.
You're special, Steve Hawk. No. Don't worry.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, that's right.
Kevin, you want to kick off Hot Topics today for Steve?
Please do.
Oh, man, I could.
Yeah. Hi, Kevin.
Steve Hawk, you still enjoy Survivor.
I am looking forward to it. Doesn't it start in about 48 hours, maybe 52?
Yeah.
I think Wednesday.
I'm not counting, though.
Yeah, clearly not been paying attention.
This season, there's a young lady who played volleyball at Gonzaga.
Oh, shoot. I didn't know that.
Okay, so she's on there.
Huh.
Do you root for them by default, or do they still kind of have to earn your fandom?
Nope. Number one person to win right now, GU, or whatever her name is.
Yeah, right.
Okay,
yeah.
Tiana.
Is her name. I like that. I think think I would be the same way.
Absolutely.
Unless now, you prove that you're just a terrible human at some point.
Even if she's a terrible human, she will be in my top five.
I like it.
Yeah, I think that's very fair.
Yeah.
Who were some of the other ones that have had a Spokane connection? Tarzan, do you remember him?
Yeah, I don't remember having a Spokane connection.
Yeah, I felt like you went to school out in the valley, like grade school, and grew up out there. Yeah. Huh.
Wow.
I don't remember any of that.
Steve, is your whole family watch Survivor?
No, just my kid, and I don't know if he still will.
Okay, yeah.
He might say, ugh.
I'm over it.
You can't be the
Is that how he talks?
Skechers, too.
Wow, okay.
What's wrong with Skechers?
There's nothing wrong with it. That's what I always say to him.
Okay.
Suddenly that changed.
Apparently that's what old people wear.
Yeah, that changed into a different hot topic. We went from Survivor to things your son says.
So, yeah, I think I probably will be just me and the dog.
Okay, well, that's all right. Yeah.
I don't care.
Yeah, right. You love that show? You love that show.
Yeah.
So how's your setup work? You have three different rooms for three different TVs for three different viewers?
We do, and we have, you can grab a computer and go watch in bed if you want.
Sure.
You can go outside to the back patio and watch the back outdoor TV.
Oh, nice. Wow.
TVs all over the place.
Yeah, wow.
I've always wanted one in the bathroom.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's a bad idea, I feel
don't
like.
Think so.
You're just going to waste more time sitting there.
Well, no, you put it like in the bathtub area. So you can watch while you're taking a shower.
Okay.
Yeah. Or you're getting ready, you just have a TV in there.
You know they have them in the mirror. Have you ever seen those?
Like a TV in the mirror?
Yeah. So you could look at the mirror, and it's a television screen.
I like that.
Now, again, if it steams up and all the rest of things, it's an issue. But, first world problems.
Yeah, I like TV in the morning.
Yeah, I could see that while you're getting ready. You could just have it, in the mirror, because then it doesn't take up any room, et cetera, et cetera.
I like that. I'm going to look into it.
Let me know how much it is and when you can install it, please, if you don't mind.
Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics.
In fact, even if you do mind.
Hot Topics.
Tyler Hubbard is a country music star.
Yep.
And he was walking down the road, not quite sure why, if he had a vehicle breakdown, or he and two of his buddies are walking down the road. They're going to the gym. They got a concert in this town in Georgia that night. Guy recognized him, young man recognized him, pulled over. You want to give us a ride to the gym? Sure, I'll give you a ride to the gym. You can either get in there, points to the back seat, or get in there and points to the truck bed.
Yeah.
So of course they get into the truck bed.
Why wouldn't you?
Have you ever Have you ever ridden in the back of a pickup?
Yes.
Sitting down?
Well, it depends on where we're going. Are we on the highway or are we going through a field?
Because
that is going to determine where I sit.
That's fair.
So, yes, I have been back there.
I think they were just on a county road.
You just put your arms on the side and you grab the hub and you just sit there.
So you're like on the wheel well?
That's where I would be.
They also got pulled over because they were sitting on the rail, on the side rail, basically the side of the truck.
Oh, yeah, you don't sit up there.
Yeah, that's a no-no.
Supposed to sit up there.
No. Yeah, they were told, no, you got to sit down.
Yeah.
In Georgia, it's legal, apparently.
Well, you don't bring attention.
Yeah, well, it seems like it's pretty obvious, too. You got these grown men sitting on the side.
Sitting on the side, going 50 down the road.
Yeah, yeah. Not a great idea.
No. I don't remember what country music song it was, but I just saw a video the other day of, you know, some country boy and girl, and they're in love, and they're whatever. They're driving through the field.
Whatever.
And
sounds like a song, though, the way you said it.
Well, it did. I liked it.
The boy was doing the thing that used to be my favorite on the farm, which is, you know, someone's driving and you stand on the, like, the step to get into the driver's side door, then hang on to the big mirror. So you're just hanging on.
That's fine. You're on the running board on the outside?
You just have a little step there, maybe.
Yeah, it's more of a step to get in. A lot of times it's a fuel tank that's right there or whatever. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's just like a step, and you can stand on it real easy. And because of the big mirror or whatever, it's easy to hang on
to. Grab onto it, yeah.
And it feels very safe. Obviously, it's not if you fell.
Right.
But
this is like through the fields?
Or yeah, like just, we would do that all the time.
Got to go back for lunch. We've been picking rocks all day.
Right, or, you know, it's in the middle of harvest. Like, a wheat truck's great. It's got the great setup for
That's why I wanted to be a garbage man when I was a kid, because I used to be able to ride them.
Right.
They, you know, I'd see those guys, and I'd be like, look at them, man.
Yeah.
They're grabbing a hold of that thing, and I'm standing on the outside of the truck, just hanging there.
1 foot, what, one
just,
arm.
Yeah, just, woo, look at this guy. I'm like, whoa.
Give me your garbage.
And then, you know, my dad was like, that's probably not the goal you want.
Thanks, Dad.
Yeah.
My, in that video, shocker. The guy riding on the outside of the truck got the girl.
No way.
It worked. It got her attention.
Wow, that's weird.
She's like, you might be a garbage man someday.
No offense to any of the garbage men.
No,
obviously,
I would.
Obviously, yeah, yeah.
Great hours.
Is it?
I don't know. You're up early, you're done early.
Well.
You ever see a garbage man cruising through at 5 p.m.? Or like, oh, I'm running, having a late day. No, not at 5.
Yeah.
You're at home snacking.
Yeah, I hope so, yeah. I mean, yeah, they get up early, I feel like. Real early.
That's all right.
Yeah. Steve, pickles and cheese?
Okay.
He's not saying no.
Well, he didn't say yes either.
I saw last night, my son and I are going through YouTube trying to find something that entertains us both.
Yeah.
I stop on Minnesota. What is it? Weird food at the Minnesota State Fair 2024.
Nice.
Oh, I know. Boy. Of course I'm going to stop
there. You're watching that.
Why did that get populated? I won't ever know.
That's great, though.
But so, boom, there it is. First thing, pickle pizza. Pickle it was just pizza. It was a piece of cheese pizza. Looked like we would get cheese. But then sliced dill pickles.
Wow.
And I said to my son, I said, I am absolutely in.
Yeah, I would be willing to try it.
I would totally try that.
Yeah, yeah.
And I bet you it's really good.
Did it look like that the pickles were on it before it was cooked?
No. Oh, yes.
Yeah, before. Okay, good. I was going to say, I feel like it would almost have to be.
Yeah, they were hot.
Yeah, okay. Wow.
Cooked pickles.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people would hate that.
Yeah.
Steve?
You think correctly.
But I think I would love it.
It sounds good, yeah.
So what was it called?
Pickles and cheese.
Yeah, I'm in.
Like as a snack, you just, okay, yeah, thank you for being normal. Appreciate that.
Yeah, put it between a couple of crackers, easy.
Oh.
Kevin.
He knows what's up. Big
99.9 Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Yay!
Kevin James.
I made my family disappear.
Kevin!
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country. Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics.
Hot Topics round number two with our buddy Steve Hawk.
Hey, hello.
Great news for you, Steve.
All right.
Great American Family, the GIC TV network, has announced their Christmas movie lineup.
Oh! It's a marathon news.
How excited are you?
Or is it like a 25 days leading up to?
You know, it has the October premieres.
Okay.
Then
happy Christmas. Yeah, I was just thinking about that.
Oh, wow. Yeah, Christmas in Scotland. The Christmas Castle proposal.
Christmas in Scotland starring...
Right.
McConaughey.
No. I don't think that's it. Jill Winternitz and Dominic Waiters.
Dominic, that's such an Irish name.
Also,
who was the first one?
Winternitz is not a real name.
Winternitz?
Super Irish name right there.
Also,
Winternitz.
Scotland. Scottish name.
Yeah, Scottish.
Yeah, come on, man. Don't you know?
don't you know?
Also, Winternitz is.
Winternitz.
You should be starring in Christmas movies. I don't know. I'm guessing not given.
Winternitz.
But anyway, you got the October, the November, and December lineup. So you're all ready to go. Congrats.
Excellent.
Yeah.
I will start watching them and reporting back.
I mean, if you're in the beginning of the new TV season, which is September, and it's soon, we're right at the edge of it, right? We're just leaning into it.
Here we go.
And you're already announcing your Christmas movies.
No.
That's the right answer. What you said there.
No.
That's the right answer.
Yeah. No, I'm not even thinking about the Charlie Brown Halloween special yet.
Right.
I can't be thinking about Thanksgiving or Christmas.
Did your wife do the, is she a Halloween decorator? I mean, does she put up pumpkins or fall or whatever you call it?
Well, that's the problem.
Yeah.
You got a couple of boys who want to just go all out, scare the bejeebies out of you Halloween.
I see.
And you got mom who's like, no. Happy harvest.
Oh, I see. That's funny.
Happy harvest.
Happy harvest.
We're going to do leaves and pumpkins, scarecrows.
Yeah, all those
scarecrows with smiles.
Yeah. Right.
And then there's my son and I. You're like,
the scarecrow with the smile is the greatest because you're like, well, we want it to be a scarecrow, but not a scary scarecrow. Yeah,
we're just scaring insects.
What's wrong with that?
Boo!
Yeah, it's great.
Nothing.
Oh, my God.
I want to have this guy. I want children to be running away from my house. No!
Steve wants to be the chainsaw guy, you know, with the mask on. And yeah.
Oh, yeah, I do.
Nice. You have to find a little balance there, I would assume.
We try every year.
Chainsaws with smiles.
Good point, Steve. Hawk, did you watch a lot of football?
I did. A decent amount. Not as much as I would have liked. I don't have Peacock.
Oh, that's rough, man. Do you ever find when it's this time of year and when it still was, it's relatively nice out.
Yep.
And then you have that balance of, oh, man, I got chores versus football.
It was horrible.
Because
it was
just...
Yeah, for 3 hours yesterday, that's all I thought about.
Yeah.
All the stuff I have to do when the Seahawks game is over.
I know, it is weird.
Oh.
Yeah. It's a hard balance to figure out. Yeah.
I kept running back in. I was like, maybe I should just keep watching NFL.
Yeah.
The yard stuff can wait. I mean, it's going to start snowing here soon. Christmas specials, I'm sure, are coming on TV.
Yeah.
I don't need to do this yard work.
Yeah. I saw somebody on TV this morning. They were raking up at Corbin Park, and they were like, and there was quite a few leaves, actually.
Oh, yeah.
And they're like, well, we start now because it's, you want to do a little, they have that theory.
Yes. Well, they have to at that part.
Yeah. Do a little every day, and then it doesn't, then it's not an overwhelming.
It can really add up.
Oh, man, overwhelming chore at some point. So, yeah, they're doing, we'll do a little here, a little there, a little every day. And I was thinking, that's obviously the smart way of doing it, and I should do that someday as opposed to what I do, which is, there's a lot of trees. Do you have a lot of trees around your property?
I have a lot of pine trees. So I have pine needle issues.
Oh, man. That might be worse.
Yeah, it depends on who you ask. I've had both.
Do you mow it up?
I do.
Yeah. Does it
sometimes
work?
Yeah. No, not really.
No.
if you bag them, but I don't do a lot of bagging. I do a lot of mulching.
Yeah.
And so all that does is mulch pine needles and just throw them right back down on the grass. It just looks like your lawn is brown now.
Yeah, man, the chores versus sitting around enjoying sports or whatever it is you're watching.
I would much rather watch football.
Such a conflict going on.
Mm. Producer Steve, as an apartment guy like myself, we don't have these concerns, do we?
Oh, no. No concerns.
That's a comfort to have.
Sick,
Yeah, man. That's.
I think about that.
I like that.
Think about you, Kevin, sitting there not looking at your yard, not looking at your dumb water bill going, what was I thinking?
Although sometimes they mow at very inconvenient times when you're trying to take a nap in the middle of the afternoon.
How dare they?
Oh, geez. All those people taking naps.
Yeah, mine's like Tuesday at 9 a.m.
That's when they mow?
Clockwork.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, you feel like that's safe.
I wait until 7.
P.M.?
A.M.
Like, you wait to mow till 7 a.m.? Yeah,
if I'm going to get out early, I won't go out before 7, just thinking about my neighbors.
All right. You know what?
What a good man.
Yeah, I think so.
You think 7's great?
Well, I think it's acceptable.
I'm putting that on the poll.
Can you get fined for something like that?
No, I don't think you can get fined, but you can get, your neighbors looking at it. I wouldn't want them going out starting their stuff at 6.
Well, no, I'm saying seven.
Or seven?
That's not that early.
Seven?
Yes.
In the morning?
I feel like that's...
Dude, what time do you get up to go to work every day? Well, exactly. So it's not that early.
What's the earliest you've ever mowed?
Earliest you've ever... I'm sure I've done it in the 6 o'clock hour.
You've mowed...
Yeah.
If I have something going on that day and it's going to be 100 degrees
okay,
by noon...
That's a little different.
Then I might go at
the,
6.
The heat of the day does, I mean, play into it, certainly.
Yeah, but you can still wait till 8.
You know, there was somebody getting their roof replaced down the street about a month ago.
Yeah, they go early.
They started at 6.
Yeah.
You get contractors, start at 6.
Yeah.
Tell your neighbors we're starting at 6. Okay, we'll do. You know?
And you never do?
No, I would tell them for sure.
Yeah.
Like maybe for a week, there's going to be noises at 6. You're going to be okay.
Yeah. But do you think
I might mow the yard once in a while at 7 a.m.
Is this you're a weekday or is this a weekend?
Nah, it'd be a weekend when everybody's trying to nap.
They call that sleep.
Well, you know what? Go to bed earlier.
Yeah.
Some people are saying that there's a 7 a.m. noise ordinance in a lot of neighborhoods.
Not where I live. I make the rules.
You get invited to dinner much around your neighborhood?
County. Yeah, no, I don't, actually.
Yeah, imagine that. They're like, hey, don't invite a 6 a.m. mower guy over, okay? Yeah. What a jerk.
6 a.m. mower guy?
I mean, what else are you going to call him? Nothing else on the air.
That's true.
It's the only nickname I could come up with that I can use. You notice a lot of dirty looks that day when you go over there driving by?
Yeah, I just figured, that's normal.
It's probably for some other reason. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Man. Oh, I'm glad we don't live nearby then. Thanks.
Sorry.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
You bet.
Thanks for coming in, buddy. Good to see you.
You bet. I look forward to the Christmas specials. Thanks.
Yeah, well, I'm here for you, obviously.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Also, I was in the right mood for that type of show.
That helps. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Kevin James.
I don't know what mood that is, but it does help.
I don't know either, but I was in it.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country. Kevin's Clip of the Day.
All right, it is Clip of the Day time. What's up?
You know Kid Rock.
I'm aware of him, yeah.
Ever hung out with him?
No.
Mm-mm. Never met him. Okay.
Well, I talked to him. He won't remember it, but I talked to him one time. Said, hey, man, how's it going? He's like, good. I'm going to the party. I was like, okay.
Where was this at? Like in Nashville or something?
Street corner in Nashville, yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. You're just walking around. I was like, whoa, is that Kid Rock? That's weird.
Kid Rock is very weird. Very, very rich.
Okay. Yeah.
He was doing an interview with Joe Rogan on Joe Rogan's podcast, and they just got to talking about a few different things, whatever. But this was him, Kid Rock, 3, 2, 1. This was Joe Rogan telling someone else about Kid Rock and what Kid Rock has at his house.
I went to Kid Rock's house in Nashville, and he has a replica of the White House built on his property in Nashville. It is a massive house that he's building. It's quite a bit bigger than the actual
scale.
White House.
Oh,
it's quite a bit bigger. Yeah, the real White House
is
pretty small.
Oval Office and everything. And
no, it's way better than that.
Wow,
it is 2 bedrooms. It's about 27,000 square feet. It has 2 bedrooms. It has the guest bedroom and it has his main bedroom. The rest of the house is just
potty
party.
Central. Really,
he has a gold elevator in the center of the house, and he goes, and the construction worker was like, well, a lot of people like to hide their elevators. He goes, I want people coming over my house like, Kid Rock's got a gold elevator.
It's insane. I'm looking at the video tour of his house right now. And
the White House?
Yeah. It's got the flag on the top.
It's impressive.
Yeah,
it is impressive.
It's crazy. But yeah, that's what you do when you have a lot of money, I guess. You're like, you know what I want? I want my own White House. And the funny thing is they show...
hide the elevator. Put it right in the middle, gold.
They show a, probably a drone, I'm guessing is what it is, that's kind of like flying toward it from, you know, from a distance. And just, it's, you know, it's kind of in the middle of nowhere, actually. So obviously he owns quite a bit of property around there. And all of a sudden, on the top of this hill, you see a giant replica of the White House. It's just, it's crazy. But you know what? I guess. Whatever.
When in Nashville, you know?
Trying to think.
Makes it fun.
What structure Again, money's no object. You've got plenty of room. We'll take away all of the hurdles that might keep you from building it. What structure do you think would be a cool one to have on your property?
Mount Rushmore?
I'm thinking maybe like one of the stadiums.
Ooh. Oh.
Okay, so yeah, I see what you're saying. So you want one of the real fancy ones, or you want one of the old school, like Wrigley Field type?
Ah, boy. Maybe one of the newer, fancier ones.
Mm-hmm.
To use or just to have as like something to see?
No, it would just be like Kid Rock's. It would only have places to party, and that's it.
There'd be like maybe 50 seats on each side or something. Yeah. Just you could have like family. Otherwise, there's just like all places to do fun stuff in it. Yeah, I mean,
you guys have one that would be.
What did you say yours was, Steve?
Originally, I thought Mount Rushmore.
Oh, because you could just have parties in their faces?
Yeah, like in your face, man. We're partying.
Steve wants his own Mount Rushmore. You could go inside. I see what you're saying. Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah.
It'd be kind of cool.
I know. I was thinking of the Sphere in Vegas.
Ooh. Oh, duh, yeah.
I mean, you could have one of those and then just like, just the video aspect of it would be crazy.
Yeah, that's the winner.
And it would also be cool looking, of course, on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
But man, imagine like, hey, you want to come over? What are you guys going to do this weekend? Oh, no, we're going to sit around, watch some football. We're going to watch Monday Night Football or something in the Sphere.
Could you gamble inside there? I mean, that would, I feel like.
I can do whatever I want, Steve.
Oh, wow. Could you mow your lawn at 6 in the morning?
Well, I'm not a jerk, so I don't know. I'm not going to do that, but yeah, the Sphere would be a cool place to party. I don't know. I still want to go inside that one because I don't know what else there is other than just the video aspect of it, but I think that might be enough.
That's enough to draw me back.
Hey, Kev, you want to come over to Monday Night Football and just watch the game? It's going to be in the Sphere. Who's playing? Who cares?
Yeah, that's very true.
You just watch football in that thing.
It's all about the atmosphere, really.
Absolutely, yeah.
For sure.
All right, well, I'm going to work on that, guys. I'll let you know.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Chrissy said, I know you guys give Steve a hard time about going out, but has anyone recognized him in just a regular place like a grocery store?
Kevin James.
Steve, anybody come up to you at a grocery store or as Chrissy says, a regular store like a grocery store?
Just to ask me if I lost my parents.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country. Final thoughts.
All right, Steve, you can kick us off with some final thoughts today.
I have to wonder, what in the world is going on upstairs?
In that, your brain?
Well, that too.
Oh, when you said upstairs, I didn't know what in particular you're talking about.
Yeah, no, at my apartment.
Oh.
The walls aren't, like, super soundproof.
Right.
Like at a lot of apartments.
Sure.
And I'm pretty sure someone just moved in right above me.
Okay.
Because yeah. There is a lot of noise going on.
A lot happening up there.
Yeah. It sounded yesterday like someone was bowling.
Well,
I don't know what was happening. It actually sounded like when I was living down in Florida, there was my neighbors who lived above me there, who were very nice. You know,
very nice.
We got along very well.
Very well.
Very nice.
Very nice.
Yep, nice. It was a father and a son, and they liked to wrestle.
Hmm.
Kind of sounded like that.
As grown-ups or?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, weird.
Yeah, he was like a, I don't know. 50-some-year-old guy. He was like a... The other guy was, I don't know, 20?
Okay.
He just liked to wrestle.
Seems odd, but okay.
Yeah.
Put that on the poll. Have you ever wanted to... Guys, have you ever wanted to wrestle another grown man?
Or I believe they call it wrestling. Is what they refer to it as.
Wrestling.
Uh-huh. All right.
You know, it was like playful.
Yes. I'll put that on the poll.
I used to have those buddies that were wrestlers in high school. And, like, their whole family was.
Yeah.
And so
yeah, yeah.
That would be their thing. They'd be like, let's wrestle. And they would just go crazy, knocking stuff over, wrestling. And I'm like, that doesn't seem like a good idea.
No, it's great until somebody gets mad, and then it's a fight.
Yeah, I think they actually did break a lamp one time.
I would imagine that would be the least of the things.
Yeah. Final thoughts. Yeah.
Well, maybe you can find out. Go upstairs with some bowling shoes. See what's going on.
Yeah, you think I should knock on the door?
Yeah, just knock on the door and say, hey, I brought my shoes. And they're like, what are you talking about? So I thought you guys were bowling up here.
Yeah.
Or, I mean, it could be wrestling. Who knows?
Okay.
Or they could just be moving furniture.
Either way, great way to, you know, extend a welcome.
Yeah.
And then, you know, like bring like a pot pie or something up there with you.
A pot pie?
No, not a pot pie.
Jeez.
Well, normally, don't you bring like an apple pie?
You could. Or you could bring a pot pie.
Okay.
Kevin?
I guess he doesn't.
Maybe that's not the... I mean, sometimes people bring like casseroles. So I was like, oh, yeah, a pot pie.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Thank you, Kevin.
It would be very, very good.
Thank you,
pot
Kevin.
Pies doesn't seem like a pot pie's reasonable
great.
Thing.
I think pot pie's awesome.
Well, I mean, it's delicious.
I mean, I'd take one from my neighbor. Well, the one. Maybe not the one. But yeah, the rest of them I would.
It's fair.
Kevin?
Guys.
Now the funny thing is all my neighbors are wondering which one I wouldn't take a pot pie from. Yeah, well, you know, if you know, you know.
Yeah. It's been a while since I've had a pot pie.
Oh, man.
Which instantly made me think of a fall classic, which is the chicken and dumplings.
Yes, absolutely.
Ooh, like the soup with the dumplings.
We had that at our house about a week or so ago, Kev.
So
a new recipe.
Jealous. Yeah. So jealous.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that always looks so good. I don't think I will ever be making it, though.
No, but it is good.
The chicken dumpling or the pot pie?
Both are good. Both. Yeah. Oh,
okay.
Yeah, both, Steve. They're both just that good. Well, Steve, I wanted to tell you thank you, first of all, for picking up all the slack while I've been sick.
Mm-hmm.
For the most part, you're doing an okay job.
Oh, boy.
Thanks.
That seemed sort of backhanded.
No. I need to make sure that I keep Steve safe.
Safe? From what?
Haters.
Huh.
Oh, what'd I do?
Just in general, Steve, like if I start, you know, making you like, thank you for doing all the work out here and thank you for doing all these things and you get great. And then someone's going to be like, I don't think I like that guy. And you just don't need that trouble. I don't need that trouble for you.
I see. So you pick on him so people will love him.
If
you compliment him, people will hate him.
Then they get mad at me for.
Oh, I don't.
Well, I wouldn't want that.
See, that's why people love you.
Final thoughts.
I'm not exactly quite sure, but
yay.
I don't want it.
Yeah, no, that's fair. You don't have to understand it. Just don't want it. I should bring this in. Maybe I'll bring this in on Friday. My wife tried a new dessert recipe yesterday. You know how we talked about earlier that, you know, when people give you recipes, that even though you might not sound like all the ingredients sound great, but then when you have them together, they are great.
Yeah, I'm gonna trust this person.
Right, this one, all the ingredients sound great, and it's because it is great. It's like, basically, I don't know what all the stuff she put in it, but there was like Cool Whip or whipped cream with like chopped up apples and chopped up Snickers bars. So, I mean, that's basically what it was. I mean, you know, there was some other stuff in there that you had to put in, but it was pretty simple. And we made it and had it for dessert last night.
Yeah.
Yes, please. And then you treat it, it's kind of, you know, because it firms up a little bit. So it tastes more like, not a whole 100% ice cream, but more ice cream-ish. And then we put like butterscotch or, you know, something like some sort of flavoring, you know, chocolate, whatever.
My.
Oh, man, Kevin. Oh, man. Bro, let me tell you.
My, oh, my.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was one of those, again, not everything you hear when you hear the recipe, when you hear them combined, you think, that sounds terrible. This one, I heard the ingredients. I was like, that's going to be amazing. And it was.
Yeah, you're like, I every one of those things is wonderful.
Yeah, every one of those I could eat by myself, alone, without any of the other ingredients. So if I put them all together, I'm going to guess they're probably pretty good.
So is that more of a, I mean, it is a dessert, but you could have it at the beginning, too, because it's got apples.
That's funny you should say that, Steve, because we were last night trying to justify second helping, saying, well, I mean, it's pretty healthy. I mean, it's got apples in it.
Well, yeah.
So, yeah, we really focused a lot on that, not so much on the Snickers bar or the whipped cream, but, you know, It did have apples, so that should count.
You would think.
Cancels out. Carry on.
Thank you, Kevin. What'd you have for dessert? Oh, we had this some sort of fruit dessert. I don't really know. Oh, what was in it? I don't know. Just fruit.
Yeah. Well, whipped cream is supposed to be good for you, too, right?
Yeah, whipped cream's a fruit.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country. Happy trails to you.
Let's just say that the curtain has come down on yet another miserable performance.
Did you get a qualifier there, Steve?
I did.
Yeah, you're getting faster and faster with this. Well done.
I'm trying, Jay.
Hey, I know you're doing a good job in there.
Irene was the qualifier.
Irene! Yeah. All right, well, congratulations, Irene. Appreciate you listening. Anything else on the way out, Steve, that we need to take care of business on?
You want to do some Silverwood, Jay?
Oh, yeah, that's right. It's Community Appreciation Weekend. This is the last weekend coming up. This is the last weekend for Silverwood. And then they do the old flipperoo. The flipper-ooey-ooey, where they turn into scary wood.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's what they do, the little flipper-ooey-ooey.
How scary is this?
I think scary wood's pretty scary.
Oh,
I mean, I've never been, but just on the descriptions, I mean, Kevin can disagree or agree on his own. I don't know what your thoughts are on scariness of it, Kev. That's what I thought. So, yeah.
He was so frightened.
Right, he's so scared he can't talk. But I think it's... From everything I've heard, it's pretty scary. But we got to take care of the last Community Appreciation Weekend first.
Yes.
With this coming weekend. If you want to go, 509-441-0999. We'll get you some tickets to Silverwood. All right, look, that's the show. We got to go. Steve, enjoy your day. We'll see you tomorrow. You good for tomorrow?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'll see you then. Thanks, everybody.
We are so glad you came. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye now. Bye.